The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is making more progress than many states vaccinating prisoners and employees against COVID-19. But State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports some advocates feel vaccines should have been delivered to prisoners sooner.
The chance to see visitors without putting them at risk is a strong incentive for Oklahoma prisoners to take COVID-19 vaccines. The Department of Corrections stopped allowing visitors in its buildings last fall to prevent spreading coronavirus. Earlier this month, the agency decided it was safe enough to allow prisoners' families and friends to come back.
They miss their families. They miss their kids. They miss their parents.
Ellen Stackable is the executive director of Poetic Justice, an organization that offers therapeutic writing classes to incarcerated women. Stackable did an informal poll of three women in Eddie Warrior Correctional Center and three women inside Mabel Bassett Correctional Center on whether they'd agreed to take the vaccines. All but two said yes.
One of them has asthma, and she said, I would rather take a chance with a vaccine than take a chance with not being able to breathe.
The Marshall Project and Associated Press reported in early April fewer than 20% of state and federal prisoners in the U.S. had gotten a shot. The rollout is going more smoothly in Oklahoma prisons. Nearly half the prisoner population had been vaccinated by late March. By April 12th, that percentage had increased to a little more than 53%. The Oklahoma State Department of Health and the Department of Corrections are working together to vaccinate prisoners.
We continue to allow inmates to request the vaccination, and we're going to continue to administer the vaccination.
Justin Wolf is a spokesperson for the Department of Corrections. He is certain some prisoners have taken the Moderna vaccine, but he's not sure which other vaccines may have been passed out.
We use what we have available.
Wolf says the agency does not have the authority to require that prisoners take the vaccines. It is also not compelling staff to be vaccinated. About a third of the department's employees had taken shots internally by late March. Wolf says he doesn't know how many more got vaccinated on their own. However, some say state prisoners had to wait too long for a shot. Incarcerated people were in the second phase of the state's vaccine distribution plan. The state began distributing vaccines in phase two late last year, but supplies were limited. Oklahoma prisoners did not receive shots until March, despite data suggesting U.S. prisoners have caught the coronavirus at much higher rates than people outside prison. Nicole McAfee with the ACLU of Oklahoma is happy people in prisons are getting vaccinated, but disappointed in the speed of the rollout.
We likely cost people their lives by waiting.
The Department of Corrections reports since January, 11 people in its custody might have died from COVID-19. There were 543 positive coronavirus tests among prisoners in that time. New cases declined sharply shortly after prisoner vaccinations began.
Prioritization is where incarcerated folks have been failed again and again.
McAfee points out the state put people that live in other crowded facilities like nursing and assisted living homes in the first phase of the vaccine rollout. Those individuals are also at much higher risk than the general population.
We made the effort as a state to prioritize folks in congregate living facilities sort of across the board except for prisons and jails in phase one.
McAfee says incarcerated people are still a part of Oklahoma's communities, and immunizing them is an important step toward ending the pandemic. But vaccine availability is not the only obstacle blocking COVID-19 immunity behind bars. Hesitancy to take the vaccine is another challenge. Nearly every woman incarcerated in Eddie Warrior caught COVID-19 last year. Ellen Stackable says that's played a role in why one woman there won't get vaccinated.
One did not test positive for COVID last summer. And she said, well, I think I'm immune and I'm not going to take a chance.
Another woman in the same prison told Stackable she was worried the vaccines hadn't been tested enough. They both repeated many of the same suspicions people outside prison voice. McAfee from the ACLU says education will be key to overcoming the doubt. Stackable believes more people will volunteer as they see friends change their minds and roll up their sleeves. Another trend people outside prison can relate to. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.